Hugh was very kind to send me the Royal Australasian College's process for dealing with outliers. All of their breast surgeons are required to take part in a national breast cancer audit, and they set up two committees, one of which established a number of key indicators, which were either where there was evidence-based, or if there was no sufficient evidence, then they would take an expert consensus. And from those key indicators, they set quality thresholds. And this is very much in its infancy, but one example is that the surgeon had to be seen to refer patients for radiotherapy after breast-conserving surgery for both invasive and DCIS. And the figure that they put, or the target they put, was 85%. Similarly, they had a target of clear margins for breast-conserving surgery in both invasive and DCIS, and set a target for 95% for that. Every surgeon takes part in the audit, and every 6 months the data are reviewed, and anyone that is an outlier from the process or doesn't meet the targets,